hello, and I hope you're all enjoying the sun. I haven't seen much of it myself, if I'm honest. I've been in committee all morning, but I wouldn't change it. It's really enjoyable that we had a session with stakeholders on the economy committee about what they wanted us to look to in the future in the 18 months left of this term of the assembly. It seems to be flying by, which is pretty scary. This week, I think I've told you I've chaired the Culture, Welsh Language and Communications Committee, and this week we had a debate on the floor of the Chamber about our report into film and television. This is a really exciting area for all of us to talk about. The creative industry sector is thriving here in Wales, with lots of talent, be it in the independent production companies, on screen in terms of acting, and also just in how the ideas are coming through for new dramas and new films. So how we portray Wales on a wider international level is key, I think, to how we can develop the film industry here in Wales. So we did a report with really interesting recommendations, be it on developing the skills basis here in Wales, be it to do with wanting to understand when the new arm's length body of government called Creative Wales will be set up, through to how many auditions for on-screen talent happen in Wales. For example, at the moment, many actors have to travel to London for those auditions, and it's absolutely astonishing that they have to do that, considering that many of the productions they're auditioning for actually are filmed here in Wales anyway. I think what's really interesting to me to focus on is how we allow for Indigenous Welsh companies to be creative, to come up with new ideas, but to realise that in making their drama or making their film. I talk to too many people in the industry who don't have even enough funds to put their ideas into realisation. So this may be on Welsh history matters, it may be to do with modern issues that they want to share with the wider world. Whatever the idea is, they're not finding that they can get funding for it. So I think what's really important for Creative Wales to do is to come up with a mechanism for people to apply for these funds, for them to be able to do it in as little a bureaucratic way as possible, and for those ideas then to be supported, and so that they can get that distributed via the cinema or film festival route. So that's something I think is key. But also the other thing I think is really important is how we attract international players to Wales to use this beautiful nation of ours for filming locations. I know that many producers from different countries have come to Wales recently, and many are being successful in the films they're creating here. But other times we are losing opportunities to other nations because Welsh Government and others are simply not following through fast enough. They will just not wait for the clunkiness and the slowness of bureaucratic processes, and if they want to film and they'll want to do it immediately. So what I want to see Creative Wales do is to streamline processes to ensure that when there's a good idea, when there's a company coming from whatever country it is and wants to film here, that we make that happen. I was in Belfast a few months ago for a funeral, sadly, but I was in the hotel breakfast lobby and I was like, oh my god, there's all these people here, what are they here for? And then I twigged that they were here for Game of Thrones tourism, and families of people were excited, chatting, looking forward to that opportunity for the rest of the day. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I can't think of one thing here that attracts that level of tourism. You know, we did have a space where Doctor Who was promoting its materials and its opportunities in Cardiff Bay, but that's closed. We've really got to capitalise on this, not only for economic benefits for Wales, but for how we sell Wales to the world as well. So, you know, please take a look at the report, please take a look at Senev TV and see if you have any ideas of your own. If you're in the industry and want to share your thoughts with me, then please do. This isn't the end game. We've got more work to do in relation to film and television, and I hope that you'll be part of the process alongside the committee.